Standing on the debate stage with 9 other Democrats, John Hickenlooper tried to stand out by continuing to condemn socialism. He also touted passing universal background checks and Colorado's strong economy.
You don't need big government to do big things. I know that because I'm the one person up here who's actually done the big progressive things everyone else is talking about.
But his closing argument hasn't boosted his poll numbers, which are still below 1%, and national media outlets are reporting his top campaign advisors have urged him to drop out of the race. But he's resisting, and now at least 4 of his top staffers are leaving. He talked about it on MSNBC.
Sometimes you don't quite get the right team in at the right time.
This is what the winnowing process looks like.
Seth Maskett is a political scientist at the University of Denver.
There's rarely just one person who comes and taps on a candidate's shoulder and says it's time for you to leave. It's usually just a series of signals, like your fundraising is anemic and your staff starts bleeding off to other campaigns, and you get a few of your current staff or advisors just saying, I don't think this is working out, and you have other options.
Maskett says Hickenlooper doesn't have to drop out, but
it simply gets harder, particularly when there's stories like this out there, because, at this point on, fewer people are going to be interested in donating to the Hickenlooper campaign because they don't think that money's going anywhere. Fewer people will be expressing real interest in him as a presidential candidate because they think the campaign is on its last leg. So, once the perception is out there that the campaign is winding down, it's kind of hard to convince people otherwise.
But political revivals are not unheard of. Before John McCain won the Republican presidential nomination in 2008, his campaign went through a similar staff shakeup. So could Hickenlooper become the next comeback kid?
A big difference between McCain's situation back then and Hickenlooper's now is that McCain actually had quite a bit of party support at that point. He'd had a number of people in the party had endorsed him and felt he would be a good representative of the party's interests, and they were really willing to go to bat for him. Hickenlooper is not quite in as advantageous a situation.
But Maskett says a comeback isn't impossible.
It's certainly possible for a campaign to recover at this point, but it simply gets harder.
And if Hickenlooper doesn't turn it around, Maskett says Senator Michael Bennet, Colorado's other candidate in the race, could benefit the most.
It's not like he'd have a lot to dispense to other candidates, but he's been positioning himself as one of the more conservative candidates through his critiques of democratic socialism. So yeah, it would help Bennett somewhat as the other Coloradan in the race. It might help either Biden or one of the other more conservative candidates.
There's also the question of whether Hickenlooper will challenge Republican Cory Gardner for the U.S. Senate seat if he suspends his presidential bid. More than 10 people have already filed for the Democratic primary.
If Hickenlooper had indicated last year that he wanted to run for that Senate seat, I think there really would have been a path cleared for him. But now that there's all these candidates in it, it would be a much tougher haul for him to do it if he wanted to.
Meanwhile, John Hickenlooper is pushing on with his dream to reach the White House. He's adding public events in Iowa this weekend, and he's portraying confidence during his public appearances, including his recent interview with MSNBC.
You just don't quit. My mom was widowed twice before she was 40 years old, and she told us, you can't control what life throws at you, but you can control how you respond. And her big push was, you never quit. You just, keep trying other things until you make things work.
Hickenlooper will have to dramatically increase his fundraising totals and start polling above 2% to qualify for the debates this fall. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.